It has purpose. It has power. And that's what we're looking for. The sense of criticism can be constructive or destructive or indifferent. Find out what kind of criticism it is. Is the individual giving it to us, or are we seeing it in ourselves for a constructive purpose, for a growing purpose, or are we destroying ourselves with that criticism? Many times, if we give ourselves negative criticisms, a sense of negative criticism instead of positive, we end up with a poor self-image. We don't love our bodies because we think they're not perfect. Too much fat here or there, or not enough. Our nose is too long or too short. Our eyes are the wrong color. We have different type of hair than we want. Thank God for the perfect body He has given you, for that is the one you need at this time. You have chosen that before you come into this dimension for a specific purpose. Find out why you have that body, why you have those emotions, why you have those eyes, those ears, that hair, that weight, or whatever the case may be, or lack of weight. For it is important to your path. You may have hated the body in another life, and you have to learn to love your body in this life. So you'll be challenged to love. You'll be given a challenge to love. This builds character. Every time you come up against a friction, every time you come up against a winding way and you create a straight awareness, an open and direct contact with God, and you do not be taken out of the presence and out of that direct connection with God, your character becomes greater in the God-conscious character of your God-self or God-woman or God-man. The voice continued within my head. It said, reliability is the word. See, once we get through the criticisms, we reach reliability. Reliability is the word. And the first I must be seen as intensity of purpose through which one reaches reliability in oneself. The second I is the incident towards others and the reliability of the incident. The third I represents incomprehensibility that one must remove from the inner eyes of intellect, intuition, and illness. By the removal, see the reality and reliability that with love, the source has given all. With love, the source has given all. When you are in these various states of consciousness, in your individuality, when you're in discipline, when you're in inspiration, imagination, and criticism, you must realize this has been given to you in love. God loves you, and it would never come to you unless it is meant to come to you. You are never given more than you can handle. You're never given more than you can overcome. When you, through the intensity of purpose, break the illusions, the bondages, you find more confidence in yourself. When you can rely on yourself, you have confidence, you have inner strength. Confidence is of the personality, inner strength is of the higher self. And you begin to have this inner strength. And then as you ascend into the spiritual being, you have the strength of Archangel Michael. You have the strength of that one who has overcome evil, overcome the separation of God, and brought about an uplifting truth and reality of the oneness of God. So as we rely upon ourselves by intensifying purpose, it means everything you do from morning to night, you do with a purpose. What is your purpose for getting up? What is your purpose for dressing? What is the purpose for cleaning your body? What is the purpose for eating? What's the purpose for walking, talking, moving in the world? Doing the type of work you do, being in the kind of relationships you're in, studying the kind of teachings you're studying. What is your purpose? Find your purpose and intensify it. For when you do, you intensify your mastery. When you're attaining your mastery, you feel yourself more reliable, relying upon yourself, the incident towards others and the reliability of the incident. We must see it as it is and not as we wish it to be, or we should not add to the incident. We should be able to see it open and direct and clearly. This gives us reliability. Do not inflate these things through exaggerated emotions. Do not break these things into pieces with the dissecting of analytic power of the mind. Know the wholeness within your heart in the incident. See it as it actually happened in the environment. See yourself objectively. Do not always defend some personal position. Lift yourself into the witness state where you can see the whole play of consciousness. Many times we're only looking from our own point of view. We must become empathetic that we can see from the other point of view, but we can raise the situation. We must always raise higher and higher up the mountain so we can see further until we have that peak experience of 365 degrees in every direction. When we can see in every direction, we can rely on the lay of the land. We can rely on what we see. As long as there's part of it missing, we have a lack of reliance. So we must always come to the peak experience that we can see every point of view involved so that we have reliability in the power. We see the truth, we see the wisdom, and we see the love of it in its purity and perfection. The third is the incomprehensibility must be removed from the intellect, from the intuition, and from illness. From our intellectual mind, we must get the answers in life, the things that we don't understand. We need to understand clearly. We need to go the extra mile to find the answer. We need to open a book. We need to listen to a tape. We need to go to a master, a saint, or a holy being that has that answer that we can know rings true within our hearts. Understand, when you get the answer and the question come together, that creates a neutralization that gives you freedom, because you have the whole circle, you have the whole wheel, you have both sides of the story, so to speak. You have a complete oneness. Duality is no longer seen as separateness, but seen in the oneness. We must remove this incomprehensibility from intuition by not diluting intuition. When you're working first on the path, you must pay attention to your intuition. Not what you do with it after you get it. Many people know what to do, but then they think it over. Let's see, I can figure out an easier way to do this. There's a shortcut over here. And the next thing you know, you realize you should have did what you knew to do in the beginning. That knowing is the intuition. And you must follow that intuition. See, the master lives by intuition and clairvoyance. The master lives by the heart and the head. By intuition of the heart, by clairvoyance, clear seeing at the brow. This is the master's power. This is your first step of mastery. Then you go to master of masters and so on and so forth up to the higher initiations. But mastery, to establish your first step of mastery, you must have that open heart, have that open intuitional awareness, and you follow that and do not follow the personality. You're following the soul and the spirit in you rather than the personality that is transitory. The mind is a good servant. The emotions is a good servant. The body is a good servant. But they are cruel masters. They will hurt you. They will cause you agony. They will cause you deprivation upon the path. Deprivation upon the path. They'll cause you to be deceived and come into unsurmountable or insurmountable objects before you until you raise above it. Till you raise above it that you can see a greater distance. If there's a wall, look over it, look around it, knock a hole in it, look through it, but do not stand there bound by the wall. Many times it's a veil that takes very little to move it aside. We must remove the incomprehensibility of our illnesses. When we are not at ease, we are diseased. Why do we suffer these things of the physical, emotional, mental body, that as illness, meaning we're not healthy there? When illness is upon any body, whether it be the physical, emotional, or mental body, it's the inability of the soul to experience through that body. It's the lack of light. It's the lack of life force.